2019年精编初中英语教学与评估18
Part 1
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. My brother works as a cook in a famous restaurant. 1. My brother works as a cook in a famous restaurant.
2. I like drinking tea with my friends in the tea house. 2. I like drinking tea with my friends in the tea house.
3. The children love camping out when we go on holiday. 3. The children love camping out when we go on holiday.
4. John's handwriting is really bad. His teacher can't understand it. 4. John's handwriting is really bad. His teacher can't understand it.
5. Peter's dream of playing the piano in the theatre has come true. 5. Peter's dream of playing the piano in the theatre has come true.
6. It's good to see the boy washing the clothes by himself. 6. It's good to see the boy washing the clothes by himself. 5. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. In China, most people used to go to work by bike.
That's right, but not now. They go to work by underground, by car, or by bus.
Question.How did most Chinese go to work in the past?
请再听一遍。
In China, most people used to go to work by bike.
That's right, but not now. They go to work by underground, by car, or by bus.
Question. How did most Chinese go to work in the past?
8. Mary.Have you seen my elder brother, Billy? I can't find him anywhere.
I saw him leaving with Peter and Dick a few minutes ago.
Question. Who is the man looking for?
请再听一遍。
Mary, have you seen my elder brother, Billy? I can't find him anywhere.
I saw him leaving with Peter and Dick a few minutes ago.
Question. Who is the man looking for?
9. When were you born, Jack?
I was born in 1998. What about you, Rose?
I'm 2 years younger than you.
Question. When was Rose born?
请再听一遍。
When were you born, Jack?
I was born in 1998. What about you, Rose?
I'm 2 years younger than you.
Question. When was Rose born?
10. What were you doing when I called you yesterday morning?
I was having a bath because I did some exercise after getting up.
Question. What was the boy doing when the girl called him?
请再听一遍。
What were you doing when I called you yesterday morning?
I was having a bath because I did some exercise after getting up.
Question. What was the boy doing when the girl called him? Eleven. I haven't seen you for months, Tom. Why are you in such a hurry?
Oh, I am busy with job hunting. In fact, I'm really tired.
Question. How does Tom feel now?
请再听一遍。
I haven't seen you for months, Tom. Why are you in such a hurry?
Oh, I am busy with job hunting. In fact, I'm really tired.
Question. How does Tom feel now? Twelve. Is your new flat far from your school?
Yes. It takes about an hour to get to school by bus. But I prefer to take the underground. It's 25 minutes quicker.
Question. How long does it take the boy to go to school by underground?
请再听一遍。
Is your new flat far from your school?
Yes. It takes about an hour to get to school by bus. But I prefer to take the underground. It's 25 minutes quicker.
Question. How long does it take the boy to go to school by underground?
13. Excuse me, is this seat taken?
I'm afraid so. The lady has left her bag here and gone to get her meal.
Then how about that one?
I think you can take it. The man has finished his lunch and just left.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place?
请再听一遍。
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
I'm afraid so. The lady has left her bag here and gone to get her meal.
Then how about that one?
I think you can take it. The man has finished his lunch and just left.
Question. Where does the dialogue most probably take place? 14. Shall I come and take you to the railway station?
No thanks, I can manage. It's not far anyway.
Question. What can we learn about the woman?
请再听一遍。
Shall I come and take you to the railway station?
No thanks, I can manage. It's not far anyway.
Question. What can we learn about the woman?
15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
A student was one day taking a walk with his teacher. As they went along, they saw a pair of old shoes lying in the path. They were a poor farmer's who was working in a nearby field. The student turned to the teacher, saying, "We will hide his shoes and hide ourselves behind those trees and wait to see what he will do." "My young friend," answered the teacher, "we should never make fun of the poor. Why not put a coin in each shoe, and then we will hide ourselves and watch?" The student did so, and they both hid themselves behind the trees. The poor man soon finished his work and came across the field to the path where he had left his coat and shoes. After putting on his coat, he put his foot into one of his shoes and felt something hard. Then he bent down to feel what it was and found the coin. Surprised, he looked at the coin, turned it around, and looked at it again. He then looked around, but no person was seen. He put the money into his pocket and continued to put on the other shoe. His surprise was doubled on finding the other coin. He couldn't control his feelings and fell to his knees, looked up to the sky, and expressed his thanks. Then he spoke of his wife, sick and helpless, and his children without bread. He said the help would save them from dying. The student stood there, deeply moved, and his eyes were filled with tears. "Now," said the teacher, "are you not much happier than if you had hidden the shoes?"
请再听一遍。
A student was one day taking a walk with his teacher. As they went along, they saw a pair of old shoes lying in the path. They were a poor farmer's who was working in a nearby field. The student turned to the teacher, saying, "We will hide his shoes and hide ourselves behind those trees and wait to see what he will do." "My young friend," answered the teacher, "we should never make fun of the poor. Why not put a coin in each shoe, and then we will hide ourselves and watch?" The student did so, and they both hid themselves behind the trees. The poor man soon finished his work and came across the field to the path where he had left his coat and shoes. After putting on his coat, he put his foot into one of his shoes and felt something hard. Then he bent down to feel what it was and found the coin. Surprised, he looked at the coin, turned it around, and looked at it again. He then looked around, but no person was seen. He put the money into his pocket and continued to put on the other shoe. His surprise was doubled on finding the other coin. He couldn't control his feelings and fell to his knees, looked up to the sky, and expressed his thanks. Then he spoke of his wife, sick and helpless, and his children without bread. He said the help would save them from dying. The student stood there, deeply moved, and his eyes were filled with tears. "Now," said the teacher, "are you not much happier than if you had hidden the shoes?" D. Listen to the dialogue or passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话或短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
My old friend Bob called from the airport to tell me that he had arrived. I was not able to leave the office, but I had made plans for his arrival.After explaining where my new house was, I told him that I had left the key under the doormat. Since I knew it would be pretty late before I could get home, I suggested that he make himself at home and help himself to anything that was in the refrigerator. 2 hours later, my friend phoned me from the house. At the moment, he said, he was listening to some of my records.After having had a delicious meal. Now, he said, he was drinking a glass of orange juice. When I asked him if he had had any difficulty finding the house, he answered that the only problem was that he had not been able to find the key under the doormat. But luckily, the living room window by the apple tree had been left open, and he had climbed in through the window.I listened to all this in great surprise. There is no apple tree outside my window, but there is one by the living room window of my next-door neighbor's house.
请再听一遍。
My old friend Bob called from the airport to tell me that he had arrived. I was not able to leave the office, but I had made plans for his arrival.After explaining where my new house was, I told him that I had left the key under the doormat. Since I knew it would be pretty late before I could get home, I suggested that he make himself at home and help himself to anything that was in the refrigerator. 2 hours later, my friend phoned me from the house. At the moment, he said, he was listening to some of my records.After having had a delicious meal. Now, he said, he was drinking a glass of orange juice. When I asked him if he had had any difficulty finding the house, he answered that the only problem was that he had not been able to find the key under the doormat. But luckily, the living room window by the apple tree had been left open, and he had climbed in through the window. I listened to all this in great surprise. There is no apple tree outside my window, but there is one by the living room window of my next-door neighbor's house.